good morning, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
And what is your name, sir?
Thomas Denman.
Okay, hold on a moment. Let's see who's going to...
All right.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Louis Aronis will conduct your hearing at this time. So just hang on to the phone, sir.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yeah.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Thomas Denman, 330294.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on February 4th, 2019. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin to the opposite side of the bench working toward me. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, Gerald and Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, Gerald and Mr. David Neely, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Grady, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in, so Mr. Damron and Mr. Grady, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God and so you affirm.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Damron, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding that the supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind there's a separate motion that passes the hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated the conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'll begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to this warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal arrangement company as follows. Violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to report an established residence at TLC on or about December 5th, 2018, as will be directed and in writing by Borough Officer Abad on December 5th, 2018, your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Damron, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Damron's admission, I move to find him delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Mills, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Damron, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Grady, our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail, okay, sir?
Okay, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Bamber. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Damron was released from TLC on December 5th of 2018. He was arrested on January 16th of 2019 by Phoenix PD. He has no new charges. He returned back to TLC on January 16th of 2019. He has a CSED of May 17th of 2019 that reflects 42 absconders. Current conviction, 2018, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. The long-term DLC, the CUIR score of 2-1, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. He has no gang affiliation, no prior learning supervision. Disciplinary violations are known. Other arrests, 1998, burglary, first degree, Illinois, felony conviction, state prison. 2015, being a drug violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation, community risk score was a G1, B1.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Back to you, Mr. Dameron. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside in transitional living communities in Phoenix. You failed to report established residence at TLC. No other residence was approved. So, where were you living for the 42 days that you were missing from community supervision?
I was six.
Were you at?
I had a place over here.
We had a homeless shelter. Were you able to work at all when you were on the streets? Prison, the ceilings are very high, there's a lot of background noise, but can you hear me right now?
Can I just turn it in and out though?
Okay. Am I any clearer now?
Say it now.
Okay. We have programming notes that you were assigned a task for drug testing, but you did not submit a urine specimen prior to absconding. So it seems that you absconded pretty quick in your community supervision. So did you have any ongoing problems with drugs?
No, sir. I can't hear you.
Did you have any ongoing problems with drugs?
No, sir. I didn't have any medication. I said I didn't have any chemical.
Okay, and I think you've had some past history with drugs, so have you been able to stay clean?
Yes, sir.
What was your past history?
I wasn't around people that used to stay clean.
Okay.
It was mostly my environment that I was in that, you know.
So, why did you break up contact with your parole officer, Mr. Dameron?
I was having some family issues, and I still was not able to TLC. I stayed in contact.
And what caused the Phoenix Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your abscond warrant?
I was just running a business. It was late at night. That's the reason we told them to come in and to check in on my see what we were doing there. And we knew that they'd pick me up. I didn't give them charges this day, just I had to do a C work. That's the reason we had to pick me up.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have any questions from fellow board members. Mr. Dameron, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So
yes, sir.
Is there anything else you would like us to know?
I'm almost for you, and coming to us, there was someone
Thank you, Mr. Damron. A quick question. Being is that you ended up homeless, what is your plan should you return to the community?
First, get a job, starting to get off the streets, to stay active as far as working. As far as I can attend it, get down to be busy throughout the day so I have a little more time to get into trouble.
Thank you, Mr. Damron. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Damron. The board is now in discussion. For the board members, I certainly feel for Mr. Damron. I don't like hearing stories of people having to live on the streets. I think it's unfortunate that his situation in transitional living communities did not work out for him. Based on everything we've gathered, I am just not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision. I think he might be better off just finishing these last 2.5 months inside the Department of Corrections and returning to the community free and clear when he can pursue his own interests, but that's where I begin my discussion. And I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board, warrant number 2018-W3595, a discussion with Mr. Damron, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Damron was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the Community Company, inasmuch it absconded for 32 days, and we could not monitor his behavior in the community. And that is my motion. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Damron, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about May 17, 2019, which is just about 2.5 months away. So we encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks to put together a plan, to continue to work on a plan, to return to the community, and hopefully you will not find yourself homeless again. You sound like you want to work and be productive. So we do wish you a safe, productive, and sudden return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion will take place. And Mr. Damron, thank you for appearing before the board today.
Sure.
Thank you.